Remembering the Holocaust has become a national pastime, much like baseball. It's an event for everyone, especially the wide-eyed spectator. You know, take me out to the Holocaust Museum, take me out to the show, could be a theme song of the Holocaust industry with all its showboating, so to speak. And who showboats it better than Elie Wiesel, that crooner of Jewish unhappiness, gloom, and woe? I mean, one can only whine so much and for so long, right? Well, here's some tips for all those yearning to replace him. First, make sure you string your sorrow with hushed tones. This will give your lament a sacred and distant hum. Something like this.
I have not. Certainly, how I managed, I don't know. Before my father died, I knew I wanted to live for his sake. I knew if I die, he would die.
Second, always reference specific, but mostly meaningless details. This will give you a kind of authenticity that no one could question, like naming guards would, or who your prison mates were, and what you exactly did all those days of your long years at Auschwitz. But rather reference pieces of bread, cold nights, fires in a pit. Who could ever question things like that?
For me, the future was then a larger portion of bread in the morning. And that larger portion of bread was to me more important than the greatest book in the world, the greatest novel written by the greatest novelist. Just a piece of bread. Which means a piece of bread meant not only redemption, but also truth. You want to know what truth is? Think of a piece of bread.
Third, alter your voluptuous accent, sometimes with hard A's, sometimes with soft A's, just to give affect to your delivery. Even if some see through your lies, you at least bring linguists to tears.
Well, shrink. The country became the town the ghetto street. The street, the room, the cattle car, and then a gas chamber, and then the ashes.
Last, make sure you get a tattoo on your forearm. This is very important. I mean, if you're going to spin a tale of sorrow, it helps to prove you were really there. Elie must have overlooked this. I suppose he didn't learn while at Auschwitz that useful German trait of attention to detail. Maybe because he was never there. Now, for all of Wiesel's whining about Jewish travail, he has yet to solve a particular riddle. For by him voicing concern for genocidal behavior, especially at a national level, I mean those evil Germans, why does he give Israel a free pass?
I believe this is what we must do. Not to sleep well. When people suffer anywhere in the world. Not to sleep well when some are persecuted.
Palestinians are losing their homes, their rights, their water, and their farms right now. That's a lot more than a piece of bread. But denouncing perpetration of genocide by any race other than Jewry is good business for the likes of Elie Wiesel. So if you're thinking of replacing him, it might help your cause if you voice injustice done to all people, not just Jews.